Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
You know how important sleep is. We talk about it all the time, that it's really, really now linked to disease states and obesity and cancer and diabetes and, I mean, all of these things. If you're not getting a good night's sleep, it's being more and more touted as more important than people even realize. And yet, in this age of electronics, people are up at night, there's night owls, they're busy texting and going on the internet. And I mean, it all contributes to a lack of sleep. My guest today is Dr. Roger Washington. He's a wellness physician from California's Silicon Valley. Welcome to the show, Dr. Washington. Tell us about sleep, how important, and what we're seeing more and more now.
Well, thank you, Melanie. I appreciate the opportunity. I love talking to people about wellness and how the lack of sleep contributes to illness. In my practice in Silicon Valley, many of my clients are the can-do patients of the world. They are able to get it done. They can push themselves when they have a project, and they notice that they feel more extra energy, and they get things done. But in order to help them understand what attitudes and behaviors and things that they do that might be contributing to their disease so that we can change it and they can get some wellness and stay well, we looked at this pattern of getting extra energy when you have a project. It's kind of like what the night owls do. When they stay up a little longer, they get this second wind and they feel more productive. And many of my patients tell me that they feel more confident and more creative. Even they feel more driven.
Well, I know that feeling too. But myself, I'm somebody who goes to bed very early, like sometimes 8:30, you know, even on the weekends, 9 o'clock. But I get up at 5 or 5:30, and then I get going, and my energy is all in the morning and in the day, and try and do that. But I do see so many people, and even my kids and my teens. So you have an acronym that you use that people, that leads to illness, that you identified as accelerated. Tell us what that is.
Well, when my patients tell me that they feel this extra energy, and they feel more confident and creative, and they feel more like they can get by with less food and even less sleep, those letters became an acronym. The A is for more active mind. They feel more enthusiastic and entertaining and more charismatic. So I included that. But the issue was that this extra energy they were experiencing, I told them the first law of thermodynamics says there is no extra energy. So you're doing what I call energy borrowing. And then I pointed out to them that when they finish their project, when they get it done, when they finish moving the family, that's when they become ill.
Absolutely. That's when it absolutely hits the fan and you get exhausted.
I call it crashed and burned, where the crash stands for C is for crash, and the R is for they feel reclusive. The H is for the hunger, because they get hunger changes. They want the munchies. But the issue was that they became sick, and I pointed out to them that this extra energy you had, you were borrowing energy from your immune system, and you weren't paying it back with sufficient sleep. And as a result, when you finished your project, that's when you crashed and burned and became sick. And I developed what I call the Washington Sleep Loss Principle, which says that in order to be healthy, you need to balance your activity with enough sleep. And if you get more activity, like the night owls do, and you get less sleep, well, that's a formula for catastrophe. Because when you slow down, you're going to crash and burn, you're going to get sick. And there are many examples of where people do that and even die, like what they call the Blue Death. Have you heard of that one?
No, I haven't. Tell us what that is.
Well, the Blue Death is what firemen and policemen call the situation they have where they face their stress by accelerating themselves and getting more energy and doing back-to-backs and 24-hour shifts. But when they retire in their 60s, they don't live very long. They call it Blue Death.
Wow, that is so interesting. And I love how you say you're borrowing, because
Right. Obviously
energy, you don't have more of it, you just have as much as you have, and you're borrowing from your immune system. So what's your best advice, Dr. Washington, for people to really get back into this good state of sleep and stop their overachieving driven lifestyle? I mean, we all are so busy. I'm a multitasker. I can do 12 things at once, but when I hit it at night, I hit it hard. How do you tell people to slow down a little so they get that good night's sleep?
Well, I think most of the people don't actually appreciate the good energy that you have all day long, and then you follow your body's natural rhythm and go to sleep early in the evening. These other people, these night owls, what happens to them is they have a wonderful experience in the evening where they fight sleep, they become accelerated. The way I describe it is that whatever they love, whenever they get the second energy, they love it more. So that's when the people who are creative, that's when they do their art. And the mothers who love their families and they want to have a clean house, that's when they devote themselves to that activity. And the entrepreneurs find that that's when they come up with their grandiose plans to crush life and bring a new invention to the world. Right? They love that experience. It feels great. And they want to tell themselves it's natural. But they have to also think about why the next morning they have difficulty with irritability and moodiness until they have their drug of sugar and caffeine. And they'd have to explain to their boss why in the afternoon after lunch they're not as focused and they can't make abstract, very good decisions. And they'd have to explain to their children why they come home and want to sit on veg on the couch watching sports instead of interacting with their children and giving them a meaningful experience in life. Because they're crashed and burned during the day, and they get this nice, very good experience in the evening, but at what cost? And until they learn the cost in terms of their relationships with their family and their relationships to their health, they're not likely to want to change.
Well, what do you think of this whole new burgeoning field of sleep medicine and sleep hygiene and turning off our electronics and melatonin? And I mean, this world of sleep medicine is really blowing up right now. There's so many different practitioners coming out talking about the importance of sleep and its relationship to cancer and all these things. So what do you say about that?
Well, I say that in order for sleep hygiene to work, the people that are being told what to do have to change a lifetime of attitudes and beliefs that they have about what makes them productive and what they enjoy. And people gravitate towards that which they secretly love most. And if they love that nighttime experience, they love that accelerated energy, they're not likely to change with a few bromides about turning off electronics or having a glass of milk. And there's so many things that they say in sleep hygiene that just don't seem to work very well. I think it's because the second wind that people have is one of the most mysterious parts of sleep biology. To get an extra energy in the evening after you become tired and feel more productive, right, but if you understood it as an emergency response that individuals have, that would allow us, that if it were dangerous and our ancestors were, there was a bear around and we became tired, to get deep sleep would have been a catastrophe. So we have this ability to use an emergency mode to be able to stay awake, but it's also a form of insomnia because it ruins your sleep that night.
Absolutely.
You don't get the deep quality sleep.
It certainly does, and I think this is such a great topic and so important. We just have less than a minute left. Your
yes.
best advice on sleep and its importance, and your book. Tell us about that. We only have 30 seconds.
Well, in my book, I help people to understand how lack of sleep impacts their daytime health and their health in the long run, how it leads to different diseases and causes problems. And when people understand and see themselves and their behaviors and attitudes, they're likely to change. You know, it's an idea that people slow down and that's when they get sick. When they start to see that in their own lives, then it may give them reason to want to change.
That's right. It's our body telling us. Our bodies do let us know. And that's
right.
Why we're in those circadian rhythms. We've got this, what we've got going, and we have to listen to our bodies. And the book is called SleepMattersTheBook.com.
Right.
Lack of sufficient sleep matters. Decode the root cause of disease and illness. You know me. I love a good nap, and I love a good night's sleep. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well and stay tuned. Talking about building resiliency through a believing heart. Stay tuned.